Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to look at verses 19 through 22. A team life. This is a team here at this church, and God has put an amazing team together, folks. And I'm going to talk about team life today and what God is doing. Thank you. And continuing to add leadership and add workers to the church. And thank the Lord for Brother Robert and Danelle coming on board with us and just adding. God is adding team players and team leaders to the flock here. And we're going to talk about a team life today. Team life out of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19 through 22. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, I thank you, the Lord. I thank you for Jenna. I thank you for their song that they sang, the Lord, trading these ashes in for beauty, the Lord. Father, whatever's on our heart and on our mind, whatever's going on in our life today, whatever battles we have, whatever struggles we have, the Lord, whatever's going on, we need to understand that we can lay them at the foot of the cross. And we can lay them at the feet of Jesus, the Lord. And we can trade in all that stuff. As the song said, trading in my sorrows, the Lord. Trade them in, the Lord, and pick up that crown that you have for us to get excited about your work at Crossroad, to get excited about being a part of this amazing team that you have here, the Lord. And we're going to look at that. Together, everyone accomplishes ministry. Together, everyone accomplishes more. And Lord, I pray that we can be a church united together, the Lord, stronger, bigger, and better than we've ever been because of your grace and mercy upon us, the Lord, because we are a unified body in agreement to march forward in the Lord's army to carry out what you have us to do here and you called us to do at Crossroad. Lord, I just pray that you put a hedge of protection around us. You put the shield of faith and a helmet of salvation on us, the Lord, that we will raise it up and raise it high. That, Father, even when the devil does try to attack, those darts are just ricochet off, the Lord. And Father, I thank you for your boldness you give us in your word. I thank you for the courage you give us, the Lord, to march forward in liberty, the Lord, that, Father, you tell us, and Paul tells us, that we're to be bold in what we do, the Lord, and, Father, that we're to confront, the Lord, the enemy head on, the Lord. Father, it's time that we as Christian people stand up, the Lord, and be accounted for. It's time, Father, that we take this country back. We take our churches across America back. We link arm in arms together, Father, and let your word be known, your voice be known, that, Father, this is an amazing team, and, Lord, we're not going to take anything else other than team players, the Lord, that want to be a part of your ministry, that want to be a part of the excitement that you got going on in this church. Lord, I thank you for being a part of an amazing team. Bind Satan, his demons, and workers. Cast them away from here. Get rid of the opposition, the Lord. There's no room for it in God's house, the Lord. We pray that you bind them up in the name of Jesus and let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to move and work in our lives today. Father, may your word go forth. May it cut where it needs to cut. May it pierce where it needs to pierce. May we be changed people, the Lord, when we leave here today. May we be revived, refreshed, and excited about the ministry that you called us to do at Crossroad. Lord, fill this place with the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Father, move upon your people today. We pray your blessings upon it. Father, fill me with the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Fill me with the words that you desired me to say to preach your word today. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. I need you. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. A team life. A team life. When you think of a team, you probably think of something in mind like either NASCAR or football or baseball or basketball, things of that nature. They're a team. But understand something. God has a bigger and better team than that, and it's right here at Crossroad Community Church. We are a team, and the church is a team. Maybe you don't see it in that arena, but the definition of team is we are a team. A team is a group on the same side. A team is a group on the same side, a group organized to work together, a group to harness and to join together. That is a team. A team comes together, is organized together. We have a mission and a vision and a work to carry out. A team uplifts one another, edifies one another, builds up one another. A team don't gossip and slander people in the team of God's house. Amen. We don't do that on a team. We don't do that on a team. A team comes together. A team supports one another. A team builds one another up, prays for one another, and encourages one another. Amen. I got Team Jesus up here. Team Jesus is on the front row. It's a team, folks, and together we accomplish. Listen to me. Y'all might think this is silly, and you might think this is foolish. But we can go to a football game, and we can throw up a sign. We can go to a baseball game and throw up a sign. We can go to cheering and everything else. Why can't we do it in God's house? Amen. Why can't we do it in God's house? It's time. It's time, church. We have been silent too long. It's time we become the team that God has desired us to be. Because we didn't band up and link arms and arms together and become a team, my friend, we allowed the Bible to get kicked out of school. We've allowed prayer to get kicked out of school. We've allowed a bunch of things to take place in America. Now it's time we band together as a team. It's time we take back charge of this country and let it be known that as Christian men and women, we're going to march forward in the Lord's army. As people of Crossroad Community Church, we're going to band together. We're going to love one another. And we're going to build an amazing team. Get on board because the train is leaving the station. And you might be left behind. The train is leaving the station and I don't want you left behind. But if you don't get on board with what's going on here, I'm afraid you're going to miss the train. Oh, listen to me. God's got something in store for us. Ephesians chapter 2 in verse 19 through 22 says this. It says, now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of what? Fellow citizens of saints, and of the household of what? The household of God. Are we in God's house? Are we a team? Are we of the household of God? Then let's act like it. Amen. We got a job to do. We got a job to do. Oh, we're in the household of God. It said, and are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Let me tell you something. This is an amazing team. And God and Jesus himself owns the team. And he allowed me to be the coach and the pastor of the team. And it's time to get on board because the train is rolling. Amen. It's time. It's time. We got an amazing team here. And it's time that we band together and so that we can be victorious in Jesus' name. Listen to me. It doesn't matter what team you pick, whether it's basketball, whether it's baseball, whether it's football. I can assure you every player on that team gives 100% because they want to win at the end of the day. If you got a team player and you're playing in football and the quarterback hands it off to the running back and he sticks it in the running back's guts, and the running back just stands there. And the ball falls. And it does nothing. Do you think he's going to be on the team very long? Because I can tell you something else. Them team players he's got is going to come and get them. And going to flush them out. I need some team players. Now, if somebody's not on the team, you come and get them and flush them out. Amen. We need some team players. It's just like baseball. It's just like basketball. You sit there and a point guard throws it to the basketball person and he gets the ball and he just looks at the goal. He looks at the basket. Like, what do I do with this ball? What do I do with it? Shoot that thing. That's what you do with it. Put it in the basket. Maybe it's football, maybe it's baseball, whatever. It takes a team effort for the team to win. And if it's going to be Team Jesus and we're going to band together as a team, it takes an effort from everybody to make the team win. Make the team win. Oh, it's a team effort. It's a team effort. And it said in here, Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also buildeth together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. When I thought about that, fitly framed together in that last verse, or joined together. Joined means closed, jointed together, organized, being fitly framed, joined together. It's about a team life. Together, everyone accomplishes ministry. Together, everyone accomplishes more. Team life consists of being unified as bodies to work together so fulfill the work that is set before us. It's a unified body coming together to fulfill the work that God has set before us. Time to get on the team. As I said, the train's tooting its horn. Woo-hoo! It's headed out of here, my friends. It's headed out of here. Oh, there's a little thing. Hunter probably knows this. It was on TV, and it goes back, and my kids was watching it. And it has a little song, Hunter, that says, All aboard the choo-choo train. All aboard the choo-choo. All aboard the choo-choo train. All aboard. Hoo-hoo! You know, and my kids used to watch that program. It's time to get on board because we got a job to do. Amen? I stick to preaching because I can't sing a lick, and I'm sure you're happy about that. Get on board. Get on board. It's time to go. We are a team. God has designed for us to do some things, unified as bodies, to work together, to fulfill the work that God has set before us, working together, not against one another, not gossiping and slandering. All that stuff don't have place in the house of God. It's no room for it in here. And half the time, you only know one side of the story anyhow, so keep your nose to yourself and everything will be all right. Amen. Oh, it's time. It's time. I used to oversee 100 and some odd people at work. And I had this one individual. He was sure about good about putting himself in everybody else's business, trying to tell me about the work orders that I gave him, telling me he wasn't doing this and that right. And finally, I said, I got a grand idea. I'm going to make him work with me. I'm bringing him in. Because obviously, if he's got time to do that and tell me about everybody else's work, obviously, he's not doing his job to the best of his ability. So I brought him in with me. And I gave him a work list that only gave him a 15-minute break in the morning, 30-minute lunch. And I gave him a work list that only gave him a 15-minute break in a 3-hour day in the evening. After 4 days, he came in my office and he smiled. He said, I got it. I looked at him and said, what do you mean you got it? I got it. I said, what do you mean? I got it. Give me some work orders. You won't ever have to worry about me again. I got it. I got it. My friends, some of you need some work orders. Amen. You know what the work order is? Get on your knees and pray. Get in God's word and worry about where your relationship stands with the Lord, and everybody else will be okay. Everybody else will be okay. It's a team. It's a team. And together, everyone accomplishes more, which is an amazing team, an amazing team. We've done some big things in the Lord's eyes. God has blessed tremendously. But my friend, it's because it's been a team effort. It's been a team effort. And God wants us to band together in that team. He fitly and framed it together. Now we got to band together as that team and unified bodies to work together to fulfill the work of the Lord. To fulfill the work of the Lord that he's desired us to do. When I thought about that and I was reading that verse 21, and it said fitly framed together. I thought about together. What does together mean? It means a unified life. There are times when sports teams plays poorly and they're out of sync and someone says they just couldn't get it together. They just couldn't get it together. My friends, that's what's happened to our churches all across America. They fell out of sync and couldn't get it together. Why? Because they lost their eyes and their focus on Jesus. And they put it on everybody else. It's time to get our eyes and our focus back on the Lord and put it back on the main thing. And the main thing is Jesus. The main thing is Him. It is said that an effective and a successful team works together towards a common goal. As God's team working together, there is to be a desire. We are to have a desire. When Jesus led the disciples, they looked at one another after his teachings, and they said, did not our hearts burn within us? There was a desire as he opened up the word of God, as he taught the word of God. There became a desire. We as Christian men and women need to have a desire to pray. We need to have a desire to work together. We need to have a desire to read God's word and the fellowship of brothers and sisters in Christ. There needs to be a desire for lost and dying people that are lost and doomed and dying for hell. There needs to be a desire, church, for us to rise up and be the witness that God has desired us to be. It's a time, my friends, that we do that. It's time to think outside of the traditional realm of thinking on how it is to reach people with the glorious gospel that Jesus saves, like Brother Robert does with Crosshair Outfitters. It's time. That's pitiful. It's time to think outside the box. Amen. Amen. and get something done that the Lord wants us to do. It's time, folks, that we have a desire. It's a time that we have an appointed destination and a determination to help us reach our goal. The desire, a desire of Jesus, is that we, as His people, be one, unified together. Be one, unified together. That's what His desire is for you and me. Oh, my friend, He desires that of us. In John 17, in verse 21 through 23, it says this: they that all may be what? One, as thou the Father art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be what? One in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be what? One, even as we are one. I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. One, like them, means emulate the oneness of the Father and Son relationship. One, to make known the Father and His love. To emulate what we're supposed to do as men and women of God. We're Christians, to put on the Christian attitude, to be Christ-like, to emulate ourselves after Jesus. He gave us the roadmap, and it's there for us to follow. It's a guideline. We need to get back to the basics, my friend, and get back to God's Word. Emulate Him, being one. Then I said, not only is there desire, but there's a destination. There's a destination. In Acts 2:1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, and they were with what? One accord in what? One place. My friend, there was a destination. The day of Pentecost had fully come. They were within one accord in one place. The destination of mind, they were in one accord. The destination of meeting, they were in one place, my friends. There was a destination there. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting what? One another. And so much more as you see the day approaching. The destination of motivation is one another. My friend, there should be a desire. There should be a destination. A destination, one accord, one place. The destination of the mind was in one accord. The destination of meeting was in one place. And the destination of motivation was one another. It's time we get back to that and understand those principles of desire, destination, my friend, determination. It's time that we are determined and we have a desire to reach the destination and to reach people with the glorious gospel that Jesus saves. It's time we get a desire in our heart and go to work for the Lord. We all are called to be a part of His ministry. We're all a part of a great team, my friend, and it takes a team that it's going to take to reach this community. It's going to take a team to reach this county, to reach this state, to reach this country, and to reach the world. And it can start right here with you and me. Are you ready to get on board and be a part of the team? Amen. It's time. It's time we get on board and become a part of the team that God has in store for us. Everyone is the body life. The world of sports, when a player hits a home run, runs for a touchdown, or shoots a basket to win a game, I like to hear them say, it was a team effort. It was a team effort. It was a team effort that accomplished that. Why? Because out on that field were 4, 8, or 10 other players on a team, and it took the team playing to win. We need a growing sense, my friends, of needing everyone. I once was told by a person while visiting with us, you may not need us, but we need you. And it's time for you to get on the team. It's time for you to get on the train. It's time for you to board up, because I said the train is leaving the station. It takes every one of us, my friend, to fulfill the gospel that Jesus has for us to fulfill at Crossroad Community Church. It takes us all banding together to pull off ministry around here. It takes us all coming together, joining the team, my friend, to make it work, to make ministry happen, to be on a winning team, my friends. It takes us all working together. Together, everyone accomplishes ministry. Together, everyone accomplishes more. We can't work divided, a church divided will fall, my friends. And when you attack one another, it ain't going to work, my friend. And as I told you last week, and I mean what I said, and you could take it to the bank and cash it in, I'm tired. This is God's house and God's church. Don't let me hear you attacking one person or anybody else or talking bad about them, because I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. Amen, church. Amen. I'm coming. I'm coming. Listen to me. There's no room for that in God's house. And if that's all you want to do, there's the door and see y'all. Because this train's a leaving with or without you. Amen. What about it, church? Amen. 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 This is a team. It's a team. Amen. It's a team, and it's Team Jesus. Amen. And we're going to work together as a team, and this place is going to be packed come next Sunday. Amen. There's only a handful of chairs missing today. We're going to have to order some new ones come next Sunday. Amen. Because God's got an amazing team. Amazing team. He's got some guests here that's going to be a part of the team. I know it. They ain't said nothing to me, but they visit here one time, they get plugged into the team. Amen. It's an amazing team. Amazing team that God has in store for here. And there's room for more in the team. Amen. Yeah, listen, we got a job to do. We got a job to do. It's a team effort, my friend. The body life, the need for everyone is vitally important in the concept of a team. You watch when a main player goes down. They hurt a little bit, but they rally together and they come back as a team and they march forward to try to win the game, my friend, and that's what God wants us to do. Come forward. It is said that a team develops its member skills by efficiently using its time and talents while embracing the diversity of each minister on the team. It's embracing diversity, that God brings us all together and puts us all on a team, as diversified as it may be. But on the team, Jesus, it takes diversity to get the job done. It takes us coming together to work to get God's job done. Oh, the body life. The body life is presupposed. The body life is prescriptive. And the body life is to be preserved. Number one, presupposed. That means to require beforehand as a condition. In 1 Corinthians 12:12-26, I want y'all to read that. When y'all have a chance, I want you to read 1 Corinthians 12:12-26 on your time. That's your homework to do. I want you to study it. I want you to read it. It's talking about one body in many parts. In 1 Corinthians 12:14, look there with me. It said, for the body is not what? One member, but many, many parts, all important. That's the body. He tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:15, he said, if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, am I not of the body? Is therefore not of the body? If the foot shall say to the hand, hey, because I'm not the foot, I'm not part of the body, does that work? The hand is still connected to what? The body. And we're to be one in the body. We have many members, but it don't say the hand doesn't say to the foot, because I'm not the foot, I'm not part of the body. And the foot don't say to the hand, because I'm not the hand, I'm not part of the body. The body of Christ is important, and it's made up of many members. And let's act like a team. Let's come together and be the team that God desired us to be. Oh, listen to me. Then he said, presupposed by God. In 1 Corinthians 12:18, it says this, but now have God set the members, every one of them in the body. God set the members, every one of them in the body, and hath pleased him. Care for the body. We are the body of Christ, my friends. God's got us here. We are the body. And when somebody comes against the body, it weakens the body. And it deteriorates the body. It's like putting a bad apple into a bag of apples. It ruins the whole bag of apples because of one individual. My friend, listen to me. We're a team, and we ain't got time for no bad apples. Amen. We're a team. And it was time for us to work together like a team, like we've done all year long. An amazing team that God has put together here at Crossroad. Amazing team, my friend, that he has placed here. And more folks he's adding to the team each and every week. Oh, listen to me. We got a job to do. Jump on board. Get on the train. It's leaving the station. Amen. Amen. It's a team. A team. Oh, we got a job to do, my friend, and we got a job to do for the Lord. Oh, not only that, but in 1 Corinthians 12, 25 and 26, it says this, that there should be no schism. That means division. There should be no schism in the church. There should be no division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all suffer with it. Or whether one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. It's not a part about if this one's suffering, I'm going to kick them while they're down and talk as bad about them as I can. Is that what he wants us to do?
No,
they're suffering, so I'm going to make their suffering a little bit harder. They're suffering, so I'm going to just add a little bit more on them. I said last week, this ain't a laundromat for you to come in and air out your laundry.
That's right.
Amen. This ain't a laundromat. There's no need for it. Give it to the Lord and let God take care of it. And He will, my friends, when we give it to Him. In 1 Corinthians 12, 27, it says, Now ye are what? The body of who? The body of Christ. We are the body of Christ, the team, Jesus, the team life, the body of Christ, and members individually or in particular. We are the body of Christ. Not only that, but prescriptive. The body life has prescribed functions. It tells us in Romans 12, verses 4 and 8, it says this, 4 through 8 in Romans 12. For as we have many what? Members in what? Even though there are many members, we're in what? One body. It's just like the hand can't say to the foot, because I'm not the foot, I'm not part of the body. That don't work. My friend, it's still a part of the body. And we are many members, and we're part of what? One body, and it's Team Jesus. Amen? Because He's the one that it's all about, working on the team for Him. We are one body. It says, for we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having them gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, and he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness, prescribe to functional gifts, prescribed to functional use of the gifts. God has a prescription for us. And my friend, He desires and designs for us to use it for His honor and glory. We are the children of God. We are Christians. We're to act Christ-like. We're on the team Jesus, team at Crossroad. Join the team and let's go to work for the Lord. It's about Him. It's about Him and what we do. Oh, listen to me. God has designed and desired for that. Not only that, but I said it's preservative. Ephesians 4:16 says, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Preserved under God, preserved under growing. A team teaches and learns from one another. You may be thinking, you don't need us, but be assured, we need you, and it's time to be on board with the team. Amen. This is a body. Get on board. As I said, the train is leaving the station. All aboard. If you don't get on board, you're going to be left behind. Amen. I don't want nobody left behind. There's a book that's called Left Behind series, and there ain't nothing good about being left behind. Get on board to what God is doing. My friend, we got a job to do. This is an amazing team. Together, everyone accomplishes more. Together, everyone accomplishes ministry. It's working together, not against one another, not gossiping, not slandering. Have I mentioned that today? Not picking on somebody, not bashing them, not stomping them when they're down. It's a team to come together. It's not the hand. It's not a part of the body. It's not a foot, and it's somewhere out here, not a part of the body. It's all connected to the same body. And when you attack someone, you're attacking the body of Christ. And Proverbs chapter 7 says when you do that, you're crossing on a deadly line. It's called the seven deadliest sins, and one is blaspheming against God and coming against God's children. And my friend, you better wake up and understand the dangerous ground that you're standing on. Because when you come against God's children, and you come against God's house, and you come against God's man, be aware you're on dangerous ground. You better come together as a team, or else a spanking's coming your way. I'm warning you. And the reason I'm warning you is because I love you that enough to know, as Brother Kent says, God's business is serious business. God's business is serious business, and we better get serious about God's business. Amen. We better come together as a team. He's desired us to be accomplices, a fulfilled life as a team. Every team wants to accomplish what is proposed to do. In other words, a team stays on task. A team stays on task. Ephesians 3, 8 through 12 says this. It says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, it is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the what?
Church.
That manifold what? Wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith in Him. We can have boldness and confidence in Jesus. We can have boldness and confidence when we go in Jesus' name, it's going to be okay. He's going to take care of it. We need to stand up with boldness. We need to let our voices be made known as men and women, as children of God, and send the message loud and clear from here to across the world in the White House that we are saved, we're born again, children of God, and we're going to take back this country, we're going to take back the churches of God, and we're going to march forward, my friends, and do what God has desired us to do. Are you with me, church? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's time. It's time, my friends, that we do business with God. It's time we put on that helmet of salvation. It's time we raise the shield of faith. It's time we put on the full armor of God, because the devil can't stand it. He's going to fire darts at every chance he gets, but I'm throwing up the shield, and whatever dart that I find out that's firing, I'm coming to the horse's mouth and to the serious problem. Amen?
Amen.
I'm raising it up. I'm raising the shield of faith up. I'm putting on the helmet of salvation. And I'm coming, my friends, because God sent me here. God got me here. I'm the pastor of this church. And I'm not going to let anyone body ruin what God is doing here. Amen or oh me. Amen or oh me. We got a job to do. We got a job to do. Get on board. We got a job to do for Jesus. Amen. And I need you, I need you, I need everybody in here to get God's work accomplished, to get God's ministry done and fulfilled the way that God has it. And we can be bold, and we can have access with confidence, knowing whatever it is we set out to do, God will get the honor and glory for it when we do it in Jesus' name. When we do it in Jesus' name. When we work together in His name. When we come together the way Jesus wants us to, we can accomplish great and mighty things. He said the prayer of the faith of a grain of a mustard seed can move mountains. My friend, we need to have faith and understand that we can move the mountain. I believe it, do you? I believe it. We can move the mountain, my friend, with the faith that we have in the Lord. As a team, our life accomplishment is being seen and known and bold for Jesus. Being seen, we see to help others see. He said that back in Ephesians verse 9. In Ephesians 3 and verse 9. He said, and to make what? All men what? See. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. And from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Then to be known. We're to know and help others to know. Look at Ephesians 3 and verse 10. It said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in heavenly places might be what? known by the church and manifold wisdom of God. Then we talk about being bold. Boldness to have access in the sight of the knowledge. This same thing in verse 12 in Ephesians 3. It said, in whom we have what? Boldness and access with what? Confidence. By who? By what? Faith of Him. A team uses its resources wisely, the sight and knowledge to communicate openly and boldly. We use that for the honor and the glory of the Lord. Not only that, but it's about ministry. The last thing, it's about ministry. Everything we do should be about ministry, reaching people for Jesus, reaching others for the Lord. It's about ministry, work life. Life as a team always leads to work. Our work is to be top-notch and at top capacity as we're in tune and intact and intentional. What we do for the Lord, He should get our best, not the least and the last or the second. He should get our best. What are you doing as a team? Is God getting the best or is He getting your last? Is He getting the least of you? God wants the first of you, and He desires and demands to have first of you. Oh, listen to me. God desires that. Ephesians 4:12 says this. It says, for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of what? The ministry. For the edifying of what? The body of Christ. The emphasis of being together as a body is to accomplish ministry. To do that, we must be a team. We must be in tune to the Word. We must be intact to our testimony. And we must be intentional about witnessing. If we're going to be a team, my friend. If we're going to be in tune to the Word, Acts 6:4. Acts 6:4 says this. But we will give ourselves what? Continually to what? I asked you and I begged you to pray like you've never prayed before in these last 3 weeks. I said, put the shield of faith and raise it high. Put the helmet of salvation on and pray and pray and pray that God will defeat the devil and get rid of the opposition. Amen. Amen. Have you been doing that? Say amen. Amen. Let's be intentional in doing that, in praying and being in tune with the Lord. He says, give ourselves continually to the prayer and to the ministry of what? The Word. Instructions for working together. Instructions for ministry is right there. Being intact is a testimony. In Acts 20 and 24, it said, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy in the ministry which I received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of grace of God. Remain sound in living the message. Remain sound in telling the message. Be intentional about salvation. In 1 Corinthians 9, in verse 20 through 22 says this. Says, unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law, being not without the law of God, but under the law to Christ. That I may gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made things to all men, that I might by all means save some. That's what God wants us to do. That through that we might be able to save some. That we become all things to all people so that God's ministry goes forward. So some may get saved. No pretense, just the gospel. No hidden agenda. Just the gospel. Fundamental principle of ministry is people. If the people are the fundamental reason for ministry, then we must be a team intentionally engaged in impact of our community to share the good news of the gospel that Jesus saves. If we're going to be intentional about what God is going to do. I've been talking to Rick, and Rick and I share with one another. He stops by every day of the week and prays for me. And we chat, and we go over God's Word, and we go over ministry and things of that nature. And we were talking about this, and I wrote it down. I asked him, is this about what he said this week? We come by, and he said, when survival of our church becomes more important than loving our neighbor, our people have lost the sight on the main thing. When we try to compete socially and programmatically with the Little League and club soccer and YMCA and all other recreational and social programs in the community, we've lost sight of the main thing. When we allow the main thing to become other than the main thing, We are ultimately destined to wander aimlessly, individually, and corporately, and to squander resources we have been granted for ministry. We must have a clear vision, personally and corporately, and then spiritual fortitude to step out with great boldness, reaching beyond the traditional realm of thinking and laying hold of the ministry God has placed before us here at Crossroad Community Church. When you lose sight of the main thing, you can hang it up. It doesn't matter whether it's in school, in college, at your job, or in your family. When you lose focus of the main thing, you're going to wander around aimlessly, you're going to wander around as individually, and you're going to wander around as corporately. My friends, we need to get our focus on Jesus. Our focus on Him and what God has called us to do. Focus on Him, not on issues, not on the latest gospel. Not, I told you last week, this is not a coffee shop for you to come in here and get your coffee news. This ain't the laundromat for you to come in here and air your laundry. This is God's house. And we're to work together as a team to get His ministry accomplished and to get it in the way that He deserves and honors to be done. We purpose. What is the purpose of laying out this today? It's to you to understand this is a team, and together everyone accomplishes ministry. This is a team, and together everyone accomplishes more. When a team wins its championship, the whole team celebrates its success. We are unique in that we have a champion who gives us success, and His name is Jesus. We have a champion. Let's work together to celebrate together and celebrate what God has in store for you and me. Let's celebrate. It's Team Jesus. Let's celebrate as a team. We got work to do in the ministry, and it requires all of us to be a part of the team. My friends, as I said, the train is moving, and it's leaving the station. All aboard, say amen. Amen. It's time we get on board and march forward and get God's work done. Amen. If you're not on board, it's going to be a lonely place for you. It's going to be a lonely place for you. I need you on board. We got a job to do. We got a work to do. We got ministry to carry out. Let's do like we know Crossroad can do. My friends, He has added to this church big time. 119 members last year. And somewhere around 60 this year or so. My friends, we got a work to do. We got a job to do. Souls are being saved. Lives are being touched. Hearts are being changed. And it's my job through the gospel to challenge you to be a part of the team. To challenge us to give like we never give. Maybe you've never gave to the church. Give to the ministry and watch how God will give to you. Maybe you've never done anything in the ministry, taught or whatever. We will train you, we will equip you, we will teach you, we will disciple you in how to get you to that arena. Oh, we need help in Awanas. We need help in the nursery. We need help in the toddlers. We need help in children's church. We need help, my friends, in the youth. We need help. It's time we band together, come together. There's a job to do. There's a work to do. There's a ministry to do. There are people dying and going to hell that need Jesus. And we need to be telling them about the glorious gospel that Jesus saves. Amen? Oh, listen to me. Maybe you're here and you've never been saved. Oh, listen to me. Scripture says that if you call upon the name of the Lord in Romans 10:13, for whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon Him. Give it to Him, and He will save your soul, my friends. Maybe you're here and you're looking for a church home. This is an amazing team that God has here. We would love for you to be about the Team Jesus at Crossroad Community Church. Maybe God's laid it upon your heart. You come forward. I'd love to be your pastor. This church would love to be your family. Maybe it's time you gather around the altar and pray for the team. Pray for me as your pastor. Pray for one another. Maybe it's time there's things on your heart that you need to give to the Lord and ask God to take away from you. Give it to Him. It's time we get busy about God's work, because God's business is serious business. And it's time to get serious about God's work.